us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ, for another discussion on God's Got You. And today we are going to be reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39, which reads, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." In Romans 8, 38 through 39, Paul reaches a climactic point of assurance and confidence in the Christian faith, declaring the inseparability of believers from the love of God in Christ Jesus. These verses serve as a profound affirmation of the enduring nature of God's love, transcending any and all potential barriers. So I wanted to share with you just a few things that I pulled out of those verses as I was studying, in the hopes that I can give you encouragement. Because there are times where it feels like we're out on our own, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, we feel lost. And so I'm here today to tell you that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so the first thing to consider is a comprehensive list of potential separators. You know, Paul enumerates a list of entities and circumstances spanning death, life, supernatural beings, time, and spatial dimensions to emphasize the exhaustive scope of what might be considered obstacles to God's love. Yet, he asserts that none of these can actually sever the bond between a believer and God. Number two, assurance in the midst of suffering. Romans 8 as a whole addresses the suffering believers endure and contrasts them with the glory that is to be revealed. In these particular verses, Paul provides the ultimate assurance that regardless of the hardships faced in this life or the spiritual battles encountered, God's love remains unshakable and accessible through Jesus Christ. Number three, the centrality of God's love. The love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord, underscores the foundational Christian belief that it is through Christ's sacrificial death and resurrection that believers are reconciled to God and can experience his love fully and eternally. This love is not based on human merit, but on God's grace and the accomplished work of Jesus Christ. Number four. Invitation to confidence and hope. By declaring his personal conviction, Paul invites believers to share in his confidence and to live with hope. Knowing that nothing can separate us from God's love empowers believers to face life's challenges with courage and to engage the world with a sense of security rooted in divine love. Number five, theological anchor. These verses serve as a theological anchor for the Christian faith, emphasizing God's omnipotence and the effectiveness of Christ's atonement. They assure believers that their relationship with God, established and maintained by his love, is secure against all conceivable challenges. In essence, Romans 8, 38 through 39 encapsulates the triumphant conclusion that in the grand narrative of creation, redemption, and future glory, the love of God in Christ is the most powerful force, one that nothing in existence can overcome or nullify. It is a declaration of hope, security, and the eternal nature of God's love for his people. I thank you once again for joining me today, and I hope that these words uplift your spirit, and we look forward to having a conversation with you on tomorrow. Till then, God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.